Mr. Bill Carpenter at Reel One. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Carpenter?
Yes. Do you want the name of the street?
If you know it, yeah.
Yeah, Friar Street, Blackfriars.
And what was your date of birth?
3rd of June, 1922.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background and your early days?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You lived in Blackfriars, did you?
Yeah, and I've got three brothers. I am the eldest. And we all went to the same school.
What did your father do for a living, and your mother?
My mother was a paper bag maker. And my father, he worked at Woolwich Arsenal.
And
which is a munition depot. Yeah.
Was it a comfortable upbringing you had, or were you quite hard up?
Well, I would say comfortable. Yeah, oh yeah, very comfortable, yeah. And as I say, as we got older, the family getting bigger, we moved from Blackfriars to what we call the borough. And from there, I worked as a paper boy.
Now, what about your school first? Tell us about your
education. Oh, my school.
What about education?
There was two schools. One was called Friar Street, and the other one was called Orange Street. And in between, but it wasn't, I wouldn't say I wasn't for so long. I used to go to a Catholic school, and I was brought up by nuns.
Now, how did you do at school, would you reckon?
Oh, I'd done all right, yes.
Anything you particularly liked? Any subjects?
Well, anything. I don't know what they used to call it then. They might call it A+ or something like that now, but I did, at one time, finish top of the class. And I could have gone to what they call the Borough, I don't know if you've heard of it, Borough Polytechnic. But I didn't want to go.
Why not?
Well, I just wanted to be as I am. I just wanted to be one of the boys,
Now, you did paper. You were a paper boy while you were at school, were you?
Yes, yeah.
What was it like in them days as a paper boy? What was the job like?
Oh, it weren't bad. I used to get up at 6 in the morning, deliver me papers, back home, have a bit of breakfast, and then go to school. And then I used to do the same thing in the evening. I used to do evening papers as well. And
did most people have the papers delivered then? I mean,
well, not now, because...
No, then.
Yeah, then they do, yeah. But now, as I say...
No, sticking to then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, then, yeah.
So how big a round would you have? How many houses?
Oh, quite a few. Can't remember how many, but it was quite a few, yeah.
And you left school at 14, did you?
Yes,
yeah. That'd be in 1936?
Yeah.
And what was your first job?
My first job was W.H. Smith's. On Farringdon Street Station.
Oh, in one of the kiosks?
Yeah, yeah.
And what were you doing there?
I was, behind the counter. And whatever people took, like books, papers or that, used to pay me and that was it.
Did you enjoy the work?
I did, yeah. I stuck it for, a couple of years. And then from there, I went to a firm in Blackfriars that sold anything made of rubber, they sold. Thames Rubber Company, it was called.
And what were you doing for them?
And same thing, I was I'd go over to the post office, post parcels, go collect stuff from different agencies.
So you're more a clerk?
No, well, a clerk.
Office boy?
Yeah, like a messenger, yeah.
And were you doing that when the war broke out?
No, when the war broke out, I was working for Watney's Brewery at Victoria.
What were you doing for them?
That was the same thing, like the production line. I was more or less what you call a stacker. I used to stack the crates up, and that was it. And then from there, I went into, I'll say it got a bit too much, I didn't like it. I went into scaffolding. And I got fed up with scaffolding. And then I volunteered for the Navy.
So that takes a... Now, yeah. Going back a bit, just what about the day war broke out? And that period later. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where were you when on 3rd of September?
Well, I was a keen biker. And there was friends of mine were in Kent hot picking. So I got on my bike and rode down to Kent, found where they were working and stayed down there for a couple of weeks. Like,
were you hot picking as well?
Yeah. And while I was there, war broke out. And I got a telegram from my mother, come home. So I cycled back home and that was it.
Now, why did she want you to come home?
Well, as I say, she probably didn't know.
Just to make sure you were all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about the effects of... I mean, what about the air raid? Because before it started, did you get an Anderson shelter or any kind of Morrison shelter or any shelter?
No, there was a shelter. It was on a council estate and it was... underground shelter.
What was it like down there?
Well, I never went down there. I was, what do you call, a bit brazen, I suppose. Yeah.
And what about the blackouts? Do you remember how they did that?
Yes. We had to make sure there was no light showing and everything like that. And that was, as I say...
Do you remember how you did it? Did you?
Oh yeah, we had dark paper all round the windows, and then you used to go outside, put the lights on, go outside to make sure no light was showing. Yeah, yeah.
What about gas masks? Were you issued with a gas mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever wear? Did you try it on?
Yes, yeah.
What was it like to wear?
They were all right, I suppose, yeah. It was like when you went in the Navy, you got another gas mask. It was a different type of gas mask to the civilian gas mask.
Now, how did the war affect your life, that first, 1939-40? What about rationing? Did that affect you much? Food rationing, clothes rationing?
Yeah, no, not really, no. No, we.
What about at work? Did it affect you at work?
No.
So, did you think the war that you'd join up? Did you or were you going to wait to be called up, or did you think of volunteering for the ARP or anything?
No, I waited, and I was called up.
Now, when were you called up?
September 1941.
So that's quite late. What about the Blitz? Do you not remember anything about that?
No, I was. As I was saying, I was more abroad than what I was.
No, during the Blitz, though. Started in 1940.
Ah, that, yeah. Yeah, there was. Yeah, and I was in Bermondsey at the time.
And what was that like?
And it was fairly heavy, and quite a few bombs were dropped in that area, and incendiary bombs.
But you had no close, it didn't affect you that much?
Oh, no.
Now, what about the call-up? That was in September 1941.
Uh-huh.
What happened when you were called up?
I had to report to HMS Ganges, as they called it, in
Shotley.
Shotley, that's it, yeah.
Near Ipswich.
Yeah.
And then so that was September 1941.
41, yeah.
And how did they receive you when you got there? You know, you arrive as a civilian and sort of a day later you're in the Navy. How did they take you in?
Well, as I say, there'd be, quite a few, you know, 50 to 100 of us. And we'd be taken round to different areas like medicals and inoculations and all that, yeah.
Did the inoculations affect you?
One of them did, only one.
What did that do?
Well, it brought a swelling up on the arm. What that one was, I don't know. Yeah.
And what about Kitty now? What do you remember of that? What did they give you?
They gave me two naval suits, underwear, and collars that you used to put on separately. And you tried different caps on to see what size he was, yeah. 6 and 7 mates, I think I was.
And what was your accommodation like? What were you in?
We was in Shelley's. There'd probably be, 40 of you.
Were they huts, you mean? Or
huts,
or, yeah.
I call them Shelley's, yeah.
And what were the huts like? Can you describe what you had for you in there?
Yeah, you had your bed, and you had your locker. And that's about all I can remember.
Do you have a stove?
I don't know. Oh, I can't remember that, yeah.
If we look at a typical day, we'll pick up a lot of the training, you know, and what happened to you. About what time would you get up on a typical day's training at Ganges?
Up past 6 in the morning.
And what would you do then, first thing?
Well, might take you to a rifle range to see what your sight is like.
Tell me about rifle range then. How did they teach you to fire the rifle?
Well, you used to lay down and put the butt of the rifle close into your shoulder and fire at the target. And then after that, at Shotley, they had this rigging. And you had to climb up.
The mast.
Or the mast. You had to climb up and see how far you got.
And how did you do that?
I done all right, yeah. Yeah.
Were you scared of heights?
No.
You'd been on scaffolding, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Did you go right to the top or, you know, round?
You go up, over and down. You go up, say, port side, climb up. Go over the top and down on the starboard side. Yeah.
And could everybody do it, or did some have trouble?
No, there were some that wouldn't do it. They just, I suppose, scared of heights. Yeah.
Did they have to do it in the end, or was it...
No. The only thing... you had to do, or you should have done, to benefit yourself, you used to put on these duck suits, and swim a length of the baths, come back about a third of the way. Like after you swim the length, you come back about a third, and that was okay. But the thing was, those who didn't do it were not granted any leave that was due to them. Only those that done it got leave. Yeah.
What about drill? How did you take to drill? You know, foot drill.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
What did you like about it?
I like the rifle training and...
No, drill.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. You always done your drill with a rifle.
Yeah, sorry. I see what you mean. Sorry, but what did you like about it? Some people like it, some people don't. What did you like about it?
It's just something, I suppose, that I took to, you know.
You were good at it?
I thought I was, anyway.
And you didn't get bored by it?
No.
Did you know why you had to do so much of it then?
Well, the thing is, you join the Navy, and you're not doing the same thing in the Navy as what a soldier personnel would do. I mean, he would have to do a more marching and don't know what, compared to a sailor. I mean, a sailor's on a ship and he's at sea, so he don't do all that sort of drilling.
Now, what about seamanship?
I love that, yeah.
So how did they train you in that at Shotley, at Ganges? What did you do to teach you to be a sailor?
Well, taught you how to tie knots, and...
Was that useful? Knots and splices, you mean?
Yeah, but... the only thing they didn't teach you, it was all right with ropes, but on some ships we used to handle wire hawsers, and it's a different thing working with wire hawsers, you know, thick wire hawsers, to what it was working with ropes.
What other seamanship training? Boxing the compass?
Yeah, oh, you done all that, yes, yeah. And,
cutter work?
Yeah.
Or whalers?
Whalers, yeah. And, the thing I loved when it was either on the one of the ships, or both ships, actually.
Hang on, we'll keep come to that, because yeah. just while you're training still. Yeah. So you liked seamanship training?
I did, yeah.
Anything else you learnt while you were at the Ganges? How did you get on with the other lads?
Oh, great, yeah. As I say, it was a mixture.
In what way?
Different parts of the country. You had Scotch. You had people from Somerset. And, as I say...
Any bullying?
No, not while I was there anyway, no.
And what about different classes, you know? Were the lads mostly sort of working class, ordinary working class background, or were there some middle class and lads?
Well, that I don't think really mattered. It was just...
You didn't notice?
No, it's just that... you're all together and you sort of pally, yeah.
Now, what about the instructors? What did you think of them and how did they treat you?
Oh. As I say, they can be a bit abrupt in the orders they give you. And...
What do you mean abrupt?
Well, shout, holler and... If you'd done something wrong, they'd pick you up about it, yeah.
Were they fair?
Oh, yeah. So as I say, they were seamen of the the old days, you know.
And what about officers? Did you see much of officers?
No, no.
Did you ever get into Ipswich or for a night out?
No, no, I used to go home. If I'd leave, I used to go home, yeah.
And for, oh, I forgot to ask, what about Navy food? What did you think of the food?
Huh. Well, food was all right, but for breakfast, and you used to get it quite regular, and I never liked it. Pilchards. Oh, dear, yeah. Pilchards in tomato sauce. But, yeah.
And that, cold?
Cold, yeah. That was breakfast. And as I say...
What about for lunch? What would you get for lunch?
Lunch? So, yeah, it was...
midday?
You got a mixture. Yeah, you had a mixture. You might have beef, you might have chicken. But as I say... other than that, food was fair. I would, oh, you know, I was all right, yeah. What? Oh, I won't come to that, yeah.
Well, let's go on to you. How long were you there, do you reckon? You went in September. When did you leave? Was it before Christmas or after Christmas?
I was there 6 weeks.
So, September to October, basically.
Yeah.
And what was your next posting?
Chatham.
Chatham Barracks?
Chatham Barracks, yeah.
And what were you doing there?
You done the same sort of thing. You you went for drill every morning, you know, marching and rifle training and all that. But rifle training, I don't see how that come into Navy training. It was something I didn't believe in anyway, because we were going to sea, and we wouldn't, or in my opinion, we wouldn't have needed rifles as much as what the soldier would need on the field.
And what else were you doing at Chatham? Did you have any specialised training, or were you just going to be an able seaman?
And just an able seaman.
So no gunnery or signals or stoking or anything like that?
No, no.
And what was life like at Chatham? Was it more regimented than it had been at Shotley?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In what way? What was it like? The discipline was worse, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Or better, whichever way you look at it. Stricter.
Yeah. You had to be, when you had got a night off and a night on. On my night off, it was easy for me to catch a train and come home here.
Where were you living then?
At, just down the road here. I don't know if you...
below Lordship, well, this is Lordship Lane.
Yeah, further on there's another... big estate, Dog Kennel Hill Estate. So, yeah.
That's where you were living?
Yeah.
And so you'd go home?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have a big inspection before you left barracks?
Yeah.
How strict was it?
Oh, that was strict. You had to be properly dressed, and everything has to be so-so. And they'd pick you up about it. If you... I wouldn't do nothing to stop you leave, but they would advise you to get a bit tidier. Yeah.
Any other duties you had while you were at Chatham? Or was it just waiting for a posting, really?
I was just waiting for a posting.
How long were you there for, then?
Oh. There you got me.
So we just had a chat off tape. You think it was about January 42 you got your first posting?
Yeah.
It was after Christmas, anyway.
Yeah.
So where were you sent to?
As I say, it was a depot ship at Freetown, West Africa.
And the name of the depot ship?
Edinburgh Castle.
Do you remember the voyage out? Because Freetown, Sierra Leone.
It was on a troop ship.
And what was the voyage out like? Was that your first time at sea?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like?
Well, that, yeah, there you got me again. That, I don't think I can go back that far anyway, but...
You don't remember much about the voyage.
No.
Were you seasick?
No, no, no. That's one thing that never affected me, thank God. Yeah.
And what would, can you describe the Edinburgh Castle when you got there? That was an old troop ship, wasn't it?
That was an old troop ship. It was anchored in the middle of Freetown Harbour. And from there, on different duties that you got, one was gold guard. You should go ashore, pick up a naval truck, and we go to a place called Ankara. And we
Ankara?
Ankara.
A-N-K-A-R-A.
Yeah. And we load up with gold bars. But the gold bars weren't visible. They were had a casing around them with wire buried in, so they were just like boxes. And it amuses me when you see some of these films on telly, they pick these gold bars up as though they're nothing, but you pick one of them up and you know you've got one.
And where were you taking it from? You picked them up at
Ankara.
How many would be on the guard?
Six. And we take it back to Freetown, and they'd be loaded onto a ship and sent to different banks in England. As I say, then, that I can say that we more or less exploited them people by all the gold that they dug out and made into that and sent to all English banks.
Now, what were conditions like on the Edinburgh Castle? What was your mess deck or mess?
That was all right, yeah. Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. It was, that was the same. It was a mixture of different chaps, like, you know.
But what were the actual living conditions like?
They were all right, yeah, yeah. And on the ship itself, on the forward deck, was the whites. And on the after deck was the Africans.
What, in the crew? The crew was mixed?
Yeah, yeah. But the African, all he got in his wages was a pound of salt. He used to get blocks of salt, and that was part of their wages. And we, as I say, being white, we was treated a bit different.
Were you aware at the time, times were different then, but were you aware that was wrong, or did you think it was wrong, or did you think...
Oh, yeah. No, as I say, they, in my opinion, they done more work looking after the ship than what we did.
So what sort of duties were they on?
They'd scrub decks, painting, well, they call it painting. They didn't used to use paintbrushes. They used cotton wool, dipped in the paint, and that was it. And I say they done most of the general duties anyway.
How many would there be aboard your ship?
Ooh.
About
300 or 400.
And how many of you of the European crew?
That I wouldn't.
Approximately.
No, I couldn't even take a guess at that. No.
There can't have been that many if there was 300 or 400 Africans.
Well, as I say, their lifestyle...
They were cramped together.
...was different to what ours was, yeah.